When an ignorant woman is ignorant of her ignorance, such ignorance turns out to be the calamity of the ignorant. Hello there. This is an exhilarating three-part mentoring series titled Strategies for Women to Arise and to Exceptionally Excel. It is indeed a breathtaking piece that is pregnant with effective tools and strategies that can break the spinal cord of fear, ignorance, mediocrity, and complacency in the mind of every woman. This inspirational series can upgrade the minds of women with the latest software for extraordinary outcomes. An ancient proverb says, "Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies." Eleanor Roosevelt was a politician and the wife of Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was the 32nd President of the United States of America. She was the longest-serving First Lady of the United States. She once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." End of quote. It is a fact that every normal human being desires to succeed in life, but many do not really understand what success entails. They often wallow in the mud of fear, worries, impatience, and discouragement. This mentoring program is an invigorating package of timeless success formulas that can nourish your mind, which is the gateway to your success and happiness. The human mind is a very powerful force. It is the oven where great and evil ideas are baked. Everything you see physically began as an idea. Good ideas bring about outstanding productivity, while bad ideas often bring about failure and misery. This program aims at revolutionizing the well-being of every woman in order to guard them against lack, fear, failure, sorrow, ridicule, and contemporary slavery. It can change any woman's perspective about life's numerous challenges and provide her with the stimulus for extraordinary achievements. It can also make women attractive to success. So, I say to women out there, be unshakable and unstoppable, because your setbacks today may very well be a subtle setup for outstanding comeback tomorrow. Be determined to snatch victory from the jaws of discouragement and failure. Women, you have got to aspire for greatness. Needless to say, you are in for a lifetime's experience. One phenomenon common among all human beings is adversity. It is no respecter of gender. Adversity is the fate of all human beings. It is a word synonymous with catastrophe, difficulty, suffering, misfortune, hardship, sorrow, trouble, tragedy, setback, downfall, unhappy circumstances, accident, destruction, sickness, obstacles, disappointment, failure, frustration, discouragement, and so on and so forth. Every human being encounters difficult circumstances from time to time. Life undoubtedly is full of troubles, sorrow, and difficulties. Living is all about solving problems on a daily basis. There's no escape from adversity. Howbeit, it is the bridge to success and happiness. No one has immunity from adversity. No one. An ancient scripture says, "Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble." End of quote. It is important, therefore, to note that adversity is a recipe for success. Without adversity, success will not exist. Whatever difficult circumstances you encounter in life, boisterous journey matters less. What really matters is how you respond to adversity and not how you react to it. You see, more often than not, difficult circumstances oftentimes disguise in opportunities for success. It was Henry Kaiser who said most aptly that problems are only opportunities in work clothes. End of quote. Challenging situations are time and again setups for success. Adversity will teach you things you may never have learned in school. Any successful person you encounter today is one who was bold enough to confront that Goliath called adversity and was able to overcome it. And here's to you all women. Learn to boldly confront that Goliath called adversity. Indeed, your Goliath may very well be a series of failed goals or businesses. It may be a stubborn child, a promiscuous husband or partner, grave financial quagmire, lack of skills or ideas. It may be a turbulent or decomposing marriage. It may even be barrenness, miscarriages, or joblessness. It may also be a wayward child or one that is hooked on drugs. It may be sickness or bereavement. It may also be chronic scarcity or mind-boggling poverty. Whatever that enemy is called, respond to it with courage and determination. Confront difficult situations with courage and resilience. Adversity gives way when confronted by courage, hope, and unshakable determination. But wait a minute. How would life have been without challenges or difficulties? Extremely strange and boring, you would agree. Adversity is a necessary recipe that spices up life and reveals a person's true character and talent. Now let us imagine for a moment that you inadvertently entered a wrong premises where there are loose Rottweiler dogs loitering about. The moment you set your eyes on them, you'd most probably discover either your running skills or your high jump abilities. That is what adversity does. It has sharpened many people to be very resilient. It stimulates people and helps them to discover their hidden talents. Stormy weathers are no respecter of airlines. How pilots respond to the storms that they encounter while flying airplanes is what really matters. Likewise, the storms of life do not discriminate. Every normal human being aspires to succeed in life, but no one really wants to go through pain and difficulties. No one wants to experience disappointments and setbacks, but difficult situations mature the human mind. One of the most common setbacks that women encounter is mediocre thinking. The brightest lights can only be discovered in the darkest milieu. We do not really appreciate gold until it passes through fire. Countless women are ignorant about the reality of adversity. They see challenges and setbacks as a vicious enemy. No one is immune from adversity. Another ancient scripture says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." End of quote. Truth be told, when you are able to turn difficult situations inside out or upside down, the only thing you'll find is success. The brain of a girl or a woman is not a weaker version of that of their male counterparts. Women should learn to see difficult circumstances as opportunities for success to appear. That would help them to determine how they respond to difficult situations in life. Someone may be wondering, what good is there when people lose close relatives in accidents or in violent attacks? What motivation or prospect is there when a mother watches her teenage daughter get gang raped? What benefits can there be when husbands or wives stumble into their spouse's extramarital profligacy? What good could there be for a woman when her husband walks out of their 25-year-old marriage and hooks up with a teenage concubine after all the years they had toiled together? When a woman is assaulted by adverse circumstances that consume her hard-earned resources and plunges her into a pool of mind-boggling and grievous financial crisis, what incentive can there be in such misfortune? A success is someone who triumphs over difficult circumstances and is able to achieve desired goals. Every human being on earth shall experience the rain of adversity from time to time. So how you respond to the challenges of life you encounter will determine your outcome. Winston Churchill, a former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, once said, "Never, never, never give up." End of quote. Always remember this, that darkness does not endure forever. You must realize that there are different seasons in life. It will not always be winter with its blistering cold. Summer will come and things will change for good. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy will surely come when night is overthrown by day. The problems of life cannot defeat you if you confront them with wisdom, courage, patience, and determination. Obstacles or setbacks give up when tenaciously confronted by hope, courage, and perseverance. The only one who can stop you is yourself. It is true that people may succeed in slowing you down, but if you don't give up on the pursuit of your aspirations, you can be unstoppable. The level of challenges that you encounter will determine the level of success that you get if you respond courageously and wisely to the opportunities that shelter in difficult situations. Your greatest disappointments can usher in your greatest success. But please, stop invoking the spirit of adversity through negative utterances, such as, "My marriage is hell on earth," or, "This situation is consuming me." You see, you can refer to adversity as an experience, but resist the urge to refer to it as "my problems" or "my sickness." Don't even use in Nigerian slang "wahala," which means problem, because words have creative and destructive abilities. Listen, there's no technology known to humankind that can stop natural disasters like hurricanes or tornado storms, but so much has scientifically been invested by experts to detect, to monitor, and to protect people from such great storms. Similarly, we cannot prevent storms like hurricane adversity from visiting its roots on humanity, but we can protect ourselves from the adverse impact of the storms of life. So, work on your mind, as it is the gate to super achievement or to failure. Accept no limitations whatsoever. Do not accept the possibility of failure. There are storms of life that may attempt to tarnish or even succeed at tarnishing your reputation. Some storms may come your way in forms of scandal, financial crisis, or humiliation. Your character would always reveal who you really are. Develop a character of forthrightness and resilience. What others think about you may be important, but what you think about yourself is far more important. Do not allow what people think about you to really bother you. And here's one strange secret to achieving your desired goals and happiness. Always prepare for adversity. Do not deceive yourself that it is not your portion to experience difficulties or setbacks. Do not be afraid of challenges, for they will always come with hidden opportunities that can usher in promotion in various aspects of your life. Adversity is a catalyst that will make you appreciate success. Although it succeeds in wrecking many lives, but it also succeeds in making many people great. It is a great price to pay for success, but the price of failure is even worse. Now, here's one riveting citation on adversity by Formos Khalil, who was a Scottish satirical writer, a teacher, and historian during the Victorian era. He said, "Adversity is the diamond dust heaven polishes its jewels with." End of quote. What an amazing citation indeed. Do you know that adversity is a test of character? It opens the eyes of the heart. Here's one interesting citation from Victor Hugo, the renowned French poet and novelist who lived from 1802 to 1885. He once said, "Adversity makes men, and prosperity makes monsters." End of quote. Men in this context is generic. It refers to the male and female gender. Women, you have the ability to turn your night into day and your sorrow into joy. You have the ability to be super achievers. You have the capacity to be exceptional in your sphere of influence. But you have got to be courageous, patient, and resilient. You must refuse to be discouraged in the battlefield of life. Napoleon Hill is the renowned author of the best-selling book Think and Grow Rich. He lived from 1883 to 1970. Here's what he once said: "Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit." End of quote. The difference between defeat and success lies in your perseverance. Superachievers like Oprah Winfrey became exceptional by turning difficult situations around. You've got to be bold to navigate your way out of the jungle of setbacks and misery. When things appear like a mirage and looks like there's no way out for you, be determined to ponder on strategies that will make a way out of every difficult situation you may find yourself in. You have immense ability buried in you. Success or failure is no respecter of gender. They only respect the laws of the universe. No goal is impossible to achieve if you believe and tenaciously work towards achieving it. You see, it is not how many times that you fall on the path to achieving your goals that matters, but how many times you courageously rise each time you fall. Do not beat yourself too hard whenever you fail or make a mistake. Rise up anytime you fall. Forgive yourself and keep on pushing towards the right direction. You may have had several failed attempted marriages or even failed marriages. You may have had several miscarriages. But remember, quitters never win. Let me tell you a story that could inspire you. In 2012, a 52-year-old woman was delivered of a baby girl after 2 decades of trying to have a child. How many women can persevere that long? Many husbands will have given up and proceeded to have extramarital affairs in order to have a child by another woman. What are you going through right now? Have you been jobless for years? Have you suffered many miscarriages? Have you tried your hands on several projects, but they all failed? Meanwhile, your peers have all advanced exponentially. Do not be discouraged to give up on your dreams and aspirations. Refuse to be moved by what people say or think. Set your eyes on what you want to achieve and pursue your goals with wisdom and passion. Are you a spinster who is well over 40 years old and your siblings are married except you? Have you suffered several betrayals and it now looks like the clock is ticking against you? Are you a young lady who is divorced or cannot even find the right spouse? You feel so lonely and frustrated. Life seems like an endless ring of emotional torture and despair. Have your businesses or finances crumbled like a pack of cards? Have you been trapped in mind-boggling, protracted financial crisis? Are you being ridiculed by people you once supported? Are you in a marriage that can best be described as Hitler's concentration camp? Did you discover that your spouse is having an affair with your siblings or a very close friend or colleague or even your maid? And it seems like the worst misfortune that can happen to anyone. Misery now hibernates at the core of your heart. What difficult situation do you currently find yourself in? Friends, do not give up hope because every misfortune and setback has an expiry date. To every woman out there in despair, I say, do not faint in the battlefield of life. Stir up your determination. The path to success and happiness is never easy. Your level of education, your degrees or awards will not keep challenges of life away from your door. Nothing can shield you from the challenges of life because circumstances out of your control can come against your plans and happiness. It was the renowned Thomas Edison, that great American inventor who is considered to be the father of electricity, who once said, "I am not discouraged because every wrong attempt discarded is another step forward." End of quote. What an outstanding statement indeed. Discouragement is a universal plague. It will put pressure on you to give up. But determination is the fuel that runs the vehicle of success. Your spouse, friends, or family may discourage you, but you must be resolute. There is no free lunch anywhere, not even in Freetown in Sierra Leone. There is power in determination. Work hard and work smart to achieve that goal that you hold so passionately. Strive to be unshakable when the going gets tough. Of course, it may not be easy, but you have got to be hungry for success and to be determined to succeed. Always remember this. Your attitude towards difficult situations in life is key to your success or to your failure. Everyone encounters problems, but what counts is how we all respond to life's numerous challenges. So, stop counting your losses, such as the number of miscarriages you've had, the financial losses that you have incurred, the number of years that you have been without a job or without a child or without a spouse. Instead, count your blessings. If you are not blind or paralyzed, if you are not on a wheelchair, if your legs or arms have not been amputated, if you are not in a hospital for a chronic ailment like cancer that requires huge sums of money, and if you are alive today, then you are blessed indeed. Therefore, count your blessings one after the other in spite of your present circumstances. The renowned C.S. Lewis, who was a British author and scholar, once said so aptly, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains." It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. End of quote. Did you hear that? Let me tell you another story. In June 2014, a 58-year-old woman was delivered of a baby girl at the St. Eve's Specialist Hospital in Lagos, Nigeria, after 30 years of childlessness and 6 failed IVF procedures. Please do not waste your doubts. Just confirm this through Google. The elated woman had this to say to women in their 50s who are still expecting to conceive. She said, "Don't give up. What if I hadn't gone for the last IVF treatment? What if I thought I'd had enough of the emotional turmoil? I had given up on carrying a child. I was on the verge of adopting, such that I did not even know what the symptoms of pregnancy were when it came. I'm glad I kept trying." End of quote. Adversity is a curriculum that everyone must undertake in the university of life. Anyone who fails such a course or examination can never be promoted in life. Let me reiterate the truism that adversity is the fate of every human being. It is the bridge to success or failure. It is a priceless teacher and motivator. It is designed for our good. Adversity gives life meaning and substance. Life is replete with series of adversities. Pain often discourages one from going the wrong direction. It often propels people towards the right direction. No one remains the same after navigating through the boisterous waters of adversity. It plays a vital role in our progress as human beings. The way you respond to adversity will determine the outcome of your life. It is said that attack is the best form of defense. Therefore, be eager to attack the challenges of life with courage, hope, wisdom, and determination. You can turn difficult situations around if you seek wisdom. Many people attract problems to their lives, and frankly, that is the only way they can learn the lessons of life and mature, since more often than not, they pursue vainglory. It is always better to seek wisdom through mentors than to obtain wisdom through adversity. Do you know that there's really nothing like stagnation? Some people feel that their lives are just stagnant. The universe is never static. A person either moves forward or backward. Many people have asked and continue to ask why bad things happen to good people. For instance, in 2007, a lady who had been out of Nigeria for over 20 years finally visited the country. She traveled from the United States of America, where she lived with 3 of her children. But about 48 hours after she arrived in Nigeria, she unfortunately was murdered by armed robbers who terrorized her children and shot one of them. What a traumatic ordeal for her children who were visiting Nigeria for the very first time. How very sad indeed. Friends, life is no bed of roses, and adversity is no respecter of persons.